with all of that. They've always been a little crazy. I spent my time over in Korea, in South Korea, not far from the 38th parallel there. And I'm telling you, it was kind of freaky while I was over there. And they've got a nut now. He's in charge. So that Kim Jong Jong, he's nutty as a fruitcake. But we need to pray. We need to continue to remember our military and pray that they'll make the right decisions. I'll tell you. Matthew 21. Let's read responsibly. Matthew 21, 15 through 19. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased, and said unto him, "Hearest thou what these say?" And
Jesus said unto them, "Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?"
And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. When he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it,
"Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever." And presently the fig tree withered away.
Oh, I love that section of passage, don't you?
Amen.
Let's start out the very first part of that. The chief priests and the scribes saw the terrible things that were happening in the temple. Isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
It says they saw the wonderful things that Jesus did. What did Jesus do? They were wonderful things. Jesus went into the temple. He turned over the money changers' table.
Yeah.
He chased out those who were making merchandise of God's temple. He ran out all these fakers. He healed the crippled. He gave sight to the blind. He was healing people. He was blessing people. And some other wonderful things that were happening. The children were crying out in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David."
Amen.
Now, that's a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing when children are taught to
Amen.
Love Jesus.
Amen.
Now, these children, they were saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And you know, the reason they were saying that, it tells us back in verse number 9, that the multitudes that went before and followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." They were hearing this. But those children weren't just mimicking what the multitudes did. But those children had obviously been taught to love Jesus.
Amen.
And that's a wonderful thing. That is a wonderful thing. You know, those children, they probably didn't know what Hosanna meant. And maybe you don't know what Hosanna means. You know, Hosanna is not the same as hallelujah. Did y'all know that? Hallelujah is a praise. Hosanna is a plea. Hallelujah means praise be unto God. Hosanna is actually a word that was formed out of a psalm. I think I put Psalm 118:25 on your sheet there. And I tried to give you the Hebrew. But the Hebrew for Psalm 118:25 is Yasha Anna, which is "save now, I beseech you." Yahweh, Yahweh, O Lord, O Lord. Anna, Salak, I beseech you, prosperous. That's what the psalm is. And the Hebrews took that Yasha Anna and they contracted it together and they made it into Ya'ana, or eventually Hosanna. They took Yahweh, I beseech you, which was Ya'ana, and they contracted it. So Hosanna literally means "Lord, save us." These children were crying out, "Lord, save us." And they were looking at Jesus when they were saying that. And this is what upset the Pharisees, because they rejected Christ. You know, I find it so amazing that Jesus came, and he came as a Jew. God sent him unto his own people, but his own people would not receive him. God sent the Messiah through Israel because of a promise God made to a man named Abraham many, many years before.
Amen.
And God told Abraham, he said, "If you'll follow me, I'm going to make a great nation of you, and I'm going to bless all the people of the world through you." God promised in Abraham. He said, I'm going to bring the Messiah. But what happened over time was Israel forgot that. They rejected the Messiah. I don't know how your love grows cold, but I know it's easy for love to grow cold. It really is. You know, you can get farther and farther away. The Pharisees, they studied their Bible. They knew about the Messiah. And they knew that the Messiah was going to come. And they knew all the prophecies. And they knew that Jesus fulfilled all of those prophecies. But instead, the Pharisees, they started trusting in their own strength and in their own power. Jesus, whenever they came to Jesus, and they said, why don't you shut these children up, is basically what they're saying. Stop these children from saying, Hosanna. And Jesus quoted a passage out of Psalm chapter 8, verse 2. Jesus said in verse number 16, this is a quotation from Psalm 8, verse 2. Jesus said, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings that you have perfected praise? Jesus said, the child who is willing to hear and the child who is weak and willing to listen, they will praise God the best. Yeah. You know, God blesses those who are weak, who are obedient, who come to Him. Jesus, one time, he said, I want you to show you what it means to come into the kingdom of God. And He took a little child and He set that child in the midst of the people. And He said, of such is the kingdom of God. You see, it's not how strong we are, but it's how weak we are and how much we're willing to let God use us. That's what it's all about. And if we let God use us, God will bless us.
Amen.
You see, the reason that God can't do wonderful things many times in many churches is because we're trying too hard to do it ourselves. We're not surrendering to Him and letting God work through us. God came to come to us through 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. And God said this. Listen to these words. He says, you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And He has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. And the base things of the world, which are despised, God hath chosen, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Jesus says that when we come to Him surrendered, then that's when God can bless us. And God can do great things when we surrender to Him and we do the things God tells us to do. God blesses the obedient, but He curses the disobedient. And see, right after this, the Bible tells us in verse number 17 that Jesus left them. Now, who did He leave? He left the Pharisees. He left the multitudes. He left the children. He left all the praise behind, and He went out. And what did Jesus do? It says He went out of the city into Bethany, and He lodged there. He didn't stay in Jerusalem. But the next morning, it tells us in verse 18 and 19, now in the morning, as He returned into the city, He hungered. And when He saw a fig tree in the way, He came to it, and He found nothing thereon but leaves only. Now, Jesus is coming back into the city of Jerusalem, and He sees a fig tree. God made the fig tree. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
God made me. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
God made you. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
God comes, and Jesus is God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And everything that was made through Him. That's what the Bible tells us.
Amen.
John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God made everything for His pleasure.
Amen.
He made it so that we could serve Him. And that's when we're blessed the most, is when we're serving Him. Well, Jesus comes down the road, and He comes into Jerusalem, and He sees a fig tree. And this fig tree, what could this fig tree represent? Well, I tell you, first of all, what the fig tree can represent, it represents a fig tree. That's deeply theological, isn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen a fig tree? A fig tree doesn't grow real tall. You can't use it for a shade tree. You can't use it for firewood. Fig tree has gnarly little spokes like this coming out is pitiful looking. It's probably one of the ugliest little trees you can imagine. A fig tree, you can't use the leaves for anything. You can't hook a hammock to it. It'd kill you if you put a hammock on it. A fig tree, you can't burn it. The wood, when it burns, stinks. It won't dry out right. A fig tree has only one purpose in life. It's supposed to make figs. Now, is that too deep for y'all on a Wednesday night? It's supposed to make figs. That's all a fig tree does. It makes figs. It's ugly, it's pitiful. Next to the other trees, it's pitiful looking, but it makes figs. Now, if you look back in the Old Testament, you'll find out that the fig tree is a symbol of Israel. Amen. And when God called Israel, he didn't call Israel because they were the greatest nation. Israel was a pitiful little nation. Israel came out of a man from Ur of the Chaldees named Abraham. He was an ancient Babylonian. And God told him, he said, if you'll follow me, then I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
That's what God did. And that was the beginning of Israel. Israel, the first Israel, was a man named Jacob, and he was a thief. He was an awful man. And he was hard-headed. And one time God wrestled with Abraham and put his hip out of the joint. And God broke his hip and made him walk with a limp the rest of his life. Right after that, God renamed Jacob into Israel. And that was the beginning of that nation. Israel had 12 sons. Out of all those sons, the best of the sons was thrown in a pit and sold as a slave. The rest of them weren't worth killing. It was a pitiful family. It was a miserable family. But God loved that nation for one reason and one reason only. Because God made Israel for a purpose. God had a reason for Israel. You see, God saw the end from the beginning. And God knew that one day he was going to bring the Messiah through Israel. So Israel was not a great nation. It was not a big nation. It was not a wonderful nation. But it had one thing it was supposed to do. It was supposed to praise God.
Amen.
It was supposed to live for God. It was supposed to trust God. It was supposed to magnify his name. That's what Israel was supposed to do.
Amen.
As Jesus is walking into Israel, one of the last times he's going to go into that city. He's walking into a city where the chief priests no longer love Jesus. He's going into a city where the elders no longer love Jesus. He's going into a city where the temple has been taken over by unbelievers. And as Jesus comes up to this fig tree, he comes up there hungry. You know, every time God watches us worship, God is hungry.
Amen.
Did y'all know that? God comes in this place every time we come in this place, and he watches what we do.
Yeah.
He sees what we do, and he sees what's in our heart. Are we here to worship God, or are we just here to be here? Because we're just here to be here. I'd rather meet down at the Baskin Robbins. Amen. Because I like ice cream. Amen. We're not just here to be here. We're not just occupying space. We are here on purpose because God made us on purpose. This church was planted here in 1954 on purpose.
Amen.
And it continues to move forward because God made it on purpose.
Amen.
And it has a purpose. Now, I can't control what anybody else does, but I tell you what, I'm going to love God when I come in this place.
Amen.
I can't affect what anybody else does. But I know this, the closer I stay to Jesus, the better off things are for me. I've found that my whole life. When I get far away from Jesus, things get pretty scary. But when I get close to Jesus, everything is fine. Amen. And y'all are saying, Brother David, you're preaching pretty hard to us because we stay here tonight. But I'm preaching this because God told me to preach it. Amen.
Amen.
We're made on purpose. God came to the fig tree. And he walks up to the fig tree looking for something to satisfy himself. And God comes to the fig tree whose only purpose is to be a fig tree, and there's no figs on the tree. And then God looks at that fig tree and he says, now fig tree, you shall bear no fruit anymore forever. Forever. There are churches closing all over America.
Sure.
One after the other is closing in America. They're shutting down. You know, we get a lot of people on Sunday night coming in here because their churches don't have Sunday night services.
That's right.
Do you know that there's a lot of churches that don't have Wednesday night services? The preachers have looked around and said, we don't have a big crowd, and we're just going to shut it down on Wednesday night. I'm going to tell y'all, if it ain't nobody here but me and my wife, I'm going to be here on Wednesday night. Because that's what God's called me to do.
Amen.
But I'm not going to beg anybody to come. But I know what I was made for. I was made to glorify God.
Amen.
And you were made to glorify God. Jesus looked at that fig tree and he said, you'll not bear any figs anymore. And that, and from that day forth, it tells us, right after Jesus said that, it says, and presently the fig tree withered away.
Yeah.
Israel lost its power because it lost its Jesus. And every church that loses its Jesus loses its power.
That's right.
But those who love the Lord, God has said, he will bless you.
Amen.
You know what that means to me? I just got to take care of me.
Amen.
I got to make sure I'm right. You got to make sure you're right.
Amen.
And if y'all make sure you're right, God's going to take care of you. I have no doubt of that. God told Israel in Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, he said, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you. You were the fewest of all the peoples, but it's because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. He said, know therefore, the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. He says, if you love me, I'm going to love you.
Amen.
And God sees you tonight. God sees you here worshiping him. God sees you praising Jesus. God sees what you're doing, and God will bless you for that. That's what God said. He said he'll bless you very good if you just love the Lord. But then he goes on and says this. He says, but I'll repay to their face those who hate me by destroying them. To wander away from the Lord is a dangerous, dangerous path. We must never do that. We must never do that. That fig tree is an application to everyone. We're called to worship the Lord. We're called to pray. We're called to seek his face. We're called to please God in everything we do. That's what we do. And we're called to represent him everywhere we go. You know, I've seen some Christians downtown. None of y'all. Y'all look pretty good. I'll say that again. Y'all look pretty good. But I've seen some people downtown I wouldn't buy a used car from that told me they were Christians. Got the harmless look on their face when they're walking through the stores. I try to walk through the store smiling and talking to people. And I try to sing and to hum. And you know why I do that? I ain't putting on a show.
No.
I want to be the fruitful fig tree.
Amen.
There's times that I don't. There's times that I get a little off course. Y'all ever been that way?
Amen.
Sometimes we all stumble. But when your Lord comes visiting, make sure you're ready to be hospitable.
Amen.
To your Jesus. Make sure he finds a fig tree on you whenever he comes. Make sure he sees that. I follow Tom Rayner, who works Church Trends for Lifeway. And here's some things that Tom has told me is disappearing. He said, Sunday evening services are disappearing from churches. Wednesday night services are disappearing from churches. He said they're falling out of favor, not because of any other reason, but they're just compromising. They're compromising. He said something else is falling out of favor. Friendliness. The stand and greet time where people talk and they talk to one another. He said that's falling out of favor. People don't do that anymore. He said something else is falling out of favor. Sunday school. He said, people don't have Sunday school anymore. They just don't do it. And I'll tell you something else. He said, it's falling out of favor, Jerry, is the choirs. He said, the choirs are being disbanded so that they can have praise teams and instrumentalists. I don't have a problem with a praise team and instrumentalist. I like singing. I like the specials we have. But I like the choir, don't y'all?
Amen.
I think that's part of what the church does. He said something else that's replacing that's being disappearing, he said, is hymnals. He said hymnals are gone from many churches. Now, I don't have a problem putting words on a screen behind us, but I kind of like having an old hymnal in my hand.
Amen.
That's the way I grew up. Turn the page number, and I like it when Jerry brings out some new songs I never heard. Keep doing that. That's some good stuff. I'm going to end with this. Being the fig tree. John 15, verse 5 through 8. Jesus said this. He said, I am the vine, and you are the branches.
Amen.
He said, he that abides in me, and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Then he said, if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they're burned. They become useless. They become things that are burned in landfills. But then Jesus said this. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done for you.
Amen.
There is nothing that God won't do for his people if his people love him. I'm going to shut up right there. All right? Father, we thank you for this night. I thank you for everyone who came. Lord, I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for their willingness to be here this vacation week. I know there's some that are on vacation. There's nothing wrong with that, Lord. There's nothing wrong with people taking a vacation. There's nothing wrong with people taking a break. Lord, I know we've got some that are shut in who can't come because of sickness. I know some had to work and couldn't be here. But Lord, I pray that, Lord, that you would make us a people of purpose. That you would make us fig trees, not cursed for being empty. But Lord Jesus, make us fig trees that always bring figs out for you. Lord Jesus, we want when you walk these aisles to be pleased when you find us. We want you to be able to pick fruit from us and enjoy that. We want you to hear our hearts and our songs and know, Lord Jesus, that we love you so much. We want you to be very welcome in this place because this is your place. We stand because of you. Lord, I pray for the other churches, Lord, throughout America. Lord, it's time for us to stop compromising. And I pray, dear Jesus, that you would turn the churches back to you. Help us, Lord, to be the people that you call us to be. Because, Lord, I believe America is staggering like a drunken man. I don't think we have much hope, Lord, if things don't turn around soon. Lord, help us in this dispute with Korea. Lord, protect our military. And help us to be the people you've called us to be. It's in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And all God's